Blog Talk Radio.
See? Talk just like them. Hi, angels, the ones that are listening now and will listen to it later. I have a special person on the phone with me today. She has been doing coaching with me for a few years. We've always been 21, though, and we never get older. Mercedes and I don't. And I love her. And she and I have gotten into some discussions where it's like, Mercedes, you just got to believe what comes from you flows right back to you. The law of attraction, right? And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever, Tree. And she worked hard on herself. And, you know, and she's been up and down. And don't women all go a little crazy on the crazy scale for women? It's about 9.5 to 10. Men have it at about 11. So most of them are about 11, like Mercedes. And we just try to do the best we can. I'm teasing. I think we're all a bunch of souls having a great time if we choose. And this woman is really being defined about what she wants for her life, and she wants to be married, and she's got a great guy who sometimes, as most men are, he can, you know, and most women are, we all go through some changes, and but we love each other, and so that's what, you know, we all go through, and she's had that in her own experience, and she loves somebody, and she had an angel experience where I'm going to ask her to share with us, and then I'm going to give you some insight what I think it is. You know, this angel experience that she's going to share with you is very raw. I said just tell it like it is. And her and her daughter wrote it out, and she's got it, you know, sent it to me. I was like, I got to find out about this. So, Mercedes, welcome to our show. I know you've listened as a guest, and now, I mean, as a somebody listening in, a listener. Now you are my personal private guest, or not private because everybody's going to hear this worldwide. And I have people that want to know how you do it. But share with us what happened to you. Okay?
Absolutely, Terry. First of all, I want to thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. And I feel like if I can add some depth to others, you know, I'm glad to share as much as I can with you tonight and everyone. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So share with us about your angelic experience. And because it's sweet, it's funny, it's exciting, and it's totally Mercedes. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yes, I'm glad to share this experience. Like I say, you know, it's going to add a value to everyone's heart. You know, I'm glad to share. Well, so yesterday I woke up with, you know, like everyone, you know, I'm a normal person. I work from 9 to 5. But before I left to work, I went through some changes in the morning. I had some, I don't want to say fight, but I was having, you know, some communication problems with my partner. So I left to work, and I felt like the whole day was just dragging. I was very sad, and I was very worried. So before I left my job, I decided to pray. And I reached for my Psalm 91. And instead of reading the Psalm just out of my mind, I took my time to go word by word. It's almost like I scanned the whole Psalm 91. And I wanted to really inspire myself by the message. And when I got to the end of the prayer, I felt a very special feeling in my heart of really protecting those who really believe in him in every single way. So I came to my house, and I wasn't really ready to take a nap, but I lay down. And out of the sudden, I can calculate maybe 3 minutes. I felt like this tingling sensation all over my body. It was from my head to my toes. It was just going very fast all over my body. Out of the sudden, I want to wake up, but I'm being sucked at the same time by this force. I'm being sucked, not up, less. It wasn't up or down. How can I say? This is a very difficult way to express it, because I told Terry, you know, I've been crying all morning about this experience, still very alive in me. But I was sucked by this tunnel of light and energy. There's a lot of energy in there.
Wow.
And out of the sudden, I hear someone calling me. And the voice, it was a woman's voice, but it sounded pretty much like when you are in an airport and you hear your flight being called. So you hear the voice in a distance, and I could understand that they were calling me and they were taking me to this place, but I'm not ready to go because I'm supposed to be in my bed. And I'm trying to open my eyes, and I see lights coming from everywhere. I see my body really basically being sucked by this light, and it's going in a very fast speed. And I'm totally conscious about the whole experience. Out of the silence, I see clouds and colors of every kind, blues, reds, yellows, until I got to this amazing place full of clouds, and the light was amazing. And when I looked to my right, I saw angels, thousands of angels floating everywhere. These creatures or angels, they're nothing like what I've seen on papers or paintings. They were made of light, basically, and they had the shape of angels, let's put it that way. They didn't have, like, nose or eyes, but they were just light creatures. They were made of light. And they will not move their wings, as per se. They just will float in directions, and they were floating everywhere. There were thousands of them. But the place I was, it was so gigantic that as many angels as I saw, the place was so big that there was still space to have more angels. And this woman approached me. She was wearing this white dress and something blue over her head. It was like a light blue, I guess, something. She was just wearing something over her head. And she was talking to me, but at that point, I knew this wasn't a dream. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to scream and say, what am I doing here? And they told me this is the 13th dimension. And out of the sudden, I felt like something was heavy.
Wow.
I was holding something very heavy on my left hand, and I noticed I had a key. I wanted to drop it because it was sort of like very heavy, but then I decided just to hold on to it. And then on my right hand, they gave me something to hold. I cannot really recall what it was. But then everything was happening so fast that they took me to a different place, and all these angels were basically moving so fast that they end up looking like almost little mermaids. They were looking like little mermaids in a sense that they move so fast that the only thing that you could see is almost like a mermaid figure moving in the sky.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it was very amazing. Well, out of the sudden, I felt the same tingling that I felt in the beginning. And I guess I was descending again back to my body. And at that moment, I am screaming for help. And my body is cold. I just wanted to cry. I had no reason to cry, but I just needed to let that. I don't know. Terry, I can't tell if it's it was fear. But I just needed to cry. And I had pressure in my ears, pressure in my whole body, like I was inside something. I could feel that I was coming from something real. At that point, my daughter opened the door, and she saw me on my bed. And I was just trying to ask her to help me. I told her, look, I just died in heaven, and I think I'm going to die again. Stay here with me now. So I felt like, you know, she goes, Mom, if that's heaven, you should feel peace. But I want to tell everyone that until you don't experience something like that, you can't judge how someone should behave in case you come across someone who's having this experience. Because the experience is so strong of something that you've never seen, and it's actually happening while you're awake or half awake, that the first reaction is to scream, take me out of this place, because everything is real. It's actually real. And so I feel like I have pain all over my muscles, my back still hurt, my legs, my hands. Everything was just hurting me, I guess, because of the pressure I found in that place. And, I woke up and I texted Terry right away, which I felt at that moment was the only person that could had the capacity to understand my experience. Today, I've been very sensitive. I'm sharing this experience because she's my friend, she's my sister. But I was afraid I was not going to be able to speak because the feeling of being there is still pretty much alive in my body. And until a couple of hours ago, I was crying, and I texted her, and I said, I don't think I can conduct this radio with you because I'm afraid I won't be able, because I'm still very emotional about the experience. So that's pretty much what happened, Terry.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you know what, Therese says, that would be me. Yeah, you can. Let's just do it. So, you know, and I'm going to share this with you. And I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to everybody that's listening now or later. You read Psalms 91, and that opened that doorway for you, okay? Maybe it would open for other people. I've done stuff where I've been in, you know, to a high dimension, but you went to a really high one. And you went there on the conscious and, which we usually only go on the unconscious level. So you're dragging that part of you that's really heavy and really, we all have it, you know, with you. And, but you're also being able to see the angels. And I know that you have had dreams in the past about seeing a butterfly transformation that is for you. And they gave you a key. My sense about that is that's the key for you. That's to unlock these mystical places that you're going to, these wonderful holy places that you're going to, you know, and all.
Correct.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. I mean, a key on my left hand, I think it's a very strong symbolic message.
Yeah, it's just amazing what's going on with you. So that's what I'm seeing for you. And the other thing is that you, I think that key is significant, like I just said. I also think you're going through a huge transformation, out with the old life, in with the new. I know that you're building a life with a guy right now, that is challenging. I mean, you guys, I'm going to tell you something. This is a challenge for her and for him. And so they have some, puzzles, not puzzles, but they have some little, ups and downs that they're going through. And I think that you opened that was on your heart. And I think your angels, God, your higher power, the 13th dimension said, hey, you know, you're calling and we're going to be here. And you were able to access them and know that they're helping you, okay? And that's what I do know. And Mercedes, I'm telling you right now, the dreams that you've had in the past few months, of you and the butterflies and transformation, seeing the feathers. I mean, you had feathers today. Share with us about that. Because
yes,
I know you went to a place, but what about the feathers? You're getting it all. You guys, and this will help everybody to look for signs. Because
signs. Yes. I think signs, physical signs that sometimes we're not aware. They're surrounding us all the time. I was walking in the city with my boyfriend, and it was pretty dark. And out of the sudden, I noticed a beautiful feather just coming from nowhere. And I told him, look. I said, look, there is a feather, and I'm sure this feather belongs to my guardian angel. And I asked him, so where is your feather? And he looked at me while the feather was still almost like descending in such a peaceful way. Out of the sudden, another feather dropped from where there was no tree, there was nothing. And he goes, there's my angel. He goes, my angel is also there.
Aww.
But at that point, I'm like, this is very weird because I wasn't expecting a second feather. And then I look around, I say, hey, let's wait for more feathers. And that was it. There were two beautiful feathers that, you know, they were given to us that night, and it was a very special feeling. I knew that something, that it wasn't a boar, a bird, or something like that was there. It was just like God telling me, you know, I'm with you, and you're guarded by angels all the time. And then, of course, I'm in love, and I guess when a person is in love, we're more in tune, we're more open. Love makes us feel things that usually when you're not in love, you almost like let them pass. But when you love, your heart is so open that I guess all your senses become more sharp or more, I don't know, you activate all your senses in a beautiful way.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that. I also think those guardian angels were there for you and him in your relationship, which I think you just said. So that, you know, your relationship, you and him, and that's there's a three parts to every relationship, you, him, her, him. in the relationship. So I think you guys are being blessed by the angels, by God. What a sweet gift. And also, you know, as I said, you've had dreams, which you told me about, with butterflies, you know, and butterflies are a sign of transformation, and you've gotten messages like that too as well.
Absolutely. I do have vivid dreams all my life. I've seen Mother Mary. I've seen angels before. Actually, my mother asked me, how did you do all this? I mean, you don't pray. You know, I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I'm always full of these experiences and dreams, and I am very psychic too. I could hear things and see things, and I really don't know. I ask myself, and I ask God, why you give me all these experiences? Because really, I don't ask for them. One thing I can tell you, Terry, I never hold hate in my heart for no one. I like to help others, and I believe that, you know, that people in our lives are there to teach us beautiful messages from God, and God uses every single person to come to us to better our lives. So we have to focus on the positive always, and I'm always very optimistic, and I'm always happy, and I try to have a decent life, you know?
I agree with you, and I know you're a good person. And by the way, you guys, things haven't been easy for her, and you know she's. I'm so glad to see that you acknowledge that you're psychic. Here's Mercedes a couple years ago. I'm not psychic. I don't know how to do that. And probably her innocence about it has helped her in the sense of saying, if they can have an experience, why can't I? Because that's a very ego thing. And instead of going into the ego, which we all do, including Mercedes, myself, and a lot of us. She went home and read Psalms 91, which opened her heart in such a huge way. And, you know, I know you were who you're upset at. And most of us would have liked to chase him with a taxi. And, you know, I say that because then you can give him Bugs Bunny powers, you know, like, like Yosemite Sam, Bugs Bunny drops a bomb, but he comes up looking a little crispy, but he's okay. Okay. So Mercedes came and went home and prayed and read the Bible. And, so I think her heart was so open, and that's how she's able to access those realms, those dimensions, whatever you want to call them, and access the angels with ease, because she doesn't say, oh, I got to do it today. Just she says, you know what, I'm not feeling right. Let me pray. Let me find peace and joy with my God. And I think that's a key for all of us to do. You know what I mean? Because we are all special, and we're all not special, because God loves each and every one of us. And we're all one with God, and you're really accessing that power without even trying. And so I think if you tried, it wouldn't be, it's come as easy to you. But what a great story. What a great gift you shared with us. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Actually at that moment I was, my daughter was all over me, and I just keep telling her, baby, there's something up there and it's real. There's people up there, you know, there's stuff out there, you know? And I was just, you know, out of awe, I would say, you know, she goes, she's 20. My daughter's 20. She goes, Mom, I believe there's something up there. And what you had was a real experience. You don't have to explain nothing to me. I could see it in your body, in your eyes. I could actually feel the energy still. She felt my energy. It was so powerful that she felt it at that moment.
Yeah.
The energy was all over the room. And so I just keep pointing to heaven. I said, honey, there's stuff out there. People and stuff. It's like a city up there, you know. It's not like what you think. It's, something's going on up there, and they are alive, and they move. And it's not what people think. There's more to it. And later on, we discussed that. I said to her, for my acknowledgement, I always heard of 11 dimensions. So we started Googling, and to our surprise, we found that there's actually 13 dimensions, and we started reading a little bit about it.
What did you guys read about the 13th dimension? Everybody, you guys research it too, but do you remember anything specific? How special, how sweet, how holy?
Well, basically, they say that some people will be picked to come to this place, and their symptoms you're going to feel. Basically, I have a few of them, like the chest pain. I have my body, you know, was in pain until today. Feelings of nauseous. Sometimes, actually, I wake up at certain amounts of hours every night. No matter what I do, I take naps. I try to improve my sleeping patterns, but I usually wake up at certain time. I see repeated numbers like 111, and I've been seeing this number for quite some time, for almost, I would say, 12 years. And so, you know, I just become sometimes very in tune with everything. And when I don't understand anything, so I go ahead and call Terry for additional guidance. And Terry comes always with amazing messages that I never get used to them, really, because she's amazing. I don't think I could live without Terry, and I want everyone to know that she's an amazing person, a great woman, a wonderful mother, and the best friend in the world. Thank you, Terry, for being in my life for such many years now. You know?
Oh, Mercedes, thank you so much. You guys, I tell you, this work is rewarding and wonderful. And, you know, sometimes you have to wait till Christmas or you have to wait Thanksgiving Day. But when being a coach for me, it means I get, like, so much joy every single day. And I get messages like this. I was like, wow, I know she needs to share with you guys because, you know, let's go to the 13th dimension and party on the beaches in the 13th dimension. How cool is that? Right, just kidding.
Oh my God,
you're
funny.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, party of the beaches of the world, party of the beaches of the universe in the 13th dimension. I'm really teasing, but you know what? You have the heart of a child, and I think that's part of it, just having the heart of a child, which Christ says in the New Testament, have the heart of a child, and you can do much, many things. So anyway, I think you and I have the heart of a child. I know I do. And on a good day, I'm about 7. And I'm not so good then, about 10. I'm teasing there too, but we have a lot of fun. And spirituality and soul traveling and all that is fun. And you can gain a lot of knowledge and wisdom, keep your heart open just like a child does. Anyway, thank you so very much. We have another show on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And I have an angel that's going to be doing live past life regression. Not past life regression, but she's going to be giving readings on past lives. So if you want to know that about that, then dial in 760-890-7143 on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And we'll have Mercedes on again. And she's amazing in what she does and who she is. Aren't we all? And so Psalm 91 opened her heart for that moment in time. And you'll find what opens yours. Maybe just put the intention, help me open my heart to connect with all that is. And there you go. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful night. Mercedes, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you on Thursday night. Like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Tomorrow at 3, Vic and I are going to be doing a show on dating, sex, and love. How about in relationships? So we've got a neat story there, too, for you and some neat stuff to share with you. And if you got any questions, send them to us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And you can just stay anonymous if that helps you. Anyway, take care, everybody. We love you with all our hearts.
Thank you for inviting me. And
oh, you're welcome.
Good luck to everyone out there.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, everybody. Bye-bye now.